Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go. I can't help it, man. I be getting choking. And the goddamn shit be choking me. What can I say? I can't combat it, you know, with this. Because it is not, it's not something that I'm thinking. This is some real shit. I hit this motherfucking weed and that shit have me choking. Alright, look. Do you know what the word reciprocate means? Would you take the time to look it up so that you'll know what the fuck I'm talking about while I talk about reciprocation? Because what you guys probably have noticed, but you don't really realize what I'm doing. I use a lot of very similar titles on most of my shows. But you can go back, let's say it's five of them on confidence. You can go back and listen to all five of them. And you'll see that they're genuinely about different issues within that topic of confidence. I know you're curious about how I have so much, you know, shit to talk. You know, and you should want to know why I got so much shit to talk. But will you accept the answer? Think of this. Do you take the time to answer the questions you ask yourself? What am I doing? Yeah, what the fuck am I? Why am I? Do you take the time to really answer those things? The reason I have so much to say is I'm real because I answer those questions. I'm not lying to embellish my goddamn reputation. My reputation is on Front Street. Every time I make a video, all you got to do is call in and front me off. I'm not faking. I'm not faking about my commitment to you. And I'm certainly not trying to enlarge my persona. I have unlimited shit to talk. And if you notice, I talk about different things. Different shit on each broadcast, although every broadcast is under the same banner, being a man. I have, well, it really is a combination that because I got an enormous ego and an incredible amount of integrity. So it's a combination of those two as far as why I'm like I am. And I found the key to life is a combination of commitment and integrity. I know about the shit. I'm real about what I know. And I ain't scared to share it with you. Whatever I've learned about what I know, I'm not afraid to share it. Listen, I offer the information free, but if you want me to teach it to you, of course I got a charge. So I'm saying, you've been listening to me for 5 years. Oh, I'm sorry, goddamn, didn't see these calls. 209, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, brother?
I'm good, man. What's happening?
Hey, I wanted to run this by you, bro.
Let's go.
Okay, yeah, I live in this particular complex, and they got women around, right? And yeah. So I'll be hollering at them. I'll be hollering at them every blue moon. And there's three particular females I didn't holler at. And every time they gave me a particular inclination that they wasn't with it. So I just ignored.
Stop. What is a particular inclination?
One of them, I seen her out in traffic, and I tried to flag
really
her down.
I didn't ask you what they did. I asked you, what is a particular inclination?
A particular inclination to me is they don't want to, they ain't with it.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, and they still live in the complex. I do, but I just blatantly ignore them. And I'm just trying to figure out, should I be doing that? Is that not should I be doing that? I'm going
to
do it anyway.
Listen. Man, if you do whatever you think concerning that bitch, see, you letting that bitch play you. Those bitches. Well, I'm saying whatever the fuck you do, let it be because of that's what the fuck you want to do. Then deal with that.
Right.
Deal with whatever the fuck you want to do, whatever them three bitches I ever, blah, 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 whatever. what I'm saying is, you know, I don't give a fuck about no goddamn bitch. I give a fuck
right.
about how I'm a had that motherfucker. So if I'm going to be a punk, you know, and go for that bullshit she talking, you know, then that's that. But I ain't going to be none of that. I'm going to hear what she's saying, and I'm going to make some sort of situation according to me, that's going to deal with what the fuck she's saying. Because I ain't going to hear what she's saying and deal with what she's saying. Fuck that. Bitches play too many games. Bitches don't tell you.
I agree.
Hey, listen. Bitches don't tell you my last four men, you know, I lied to them several times and I made them not trust me. They don't tell you that goddamn shit.
Hell no.
So otherwise, if they told you. Hey, if they told you that shit and then told you why or whatever the fuck happened that's fucked up, you would understand. Bitch, you deserve it.
Right.
Hey, but what I'm saying is I ain't got to hear it. I already know they deserve it. I ain't no motherfucking take no loss if I'm wrong. What I'm saying is, bitch, I'm thinking all this shit right now. And all that bullshit you showing me, I just seen it 852 times. So you
exactly.
think I have to hear all the shit you saying before I realize what you saying? No. That's why all you motherfuckers need to understand, every encounter with a bitch is not about that bitch. It's about women. Let me ask you a question. Which one do you think would have the better judgment of women? A dude that grew up, had two or three girlfriends, then when he got older, one of those girlfriends became his wife, or a dude that grew up and don't even remember the bitch he had because he had so goddamn many. Which one do you think... No bitches.
The one that don't remember the bitch.
Why do you think that?
Because he done seen it all, and what they doing, I guess it don't impress him, and he ain't got time for it.
Bro, listen to me, man. Fuck that I guess bullshit. You supposed to say what you say and mean it. Man, he done seen it all. You could have stopped right there, because that is the answer. If you want to know women, you got to fuck with a whole bunch of motherfucking women.
I agree.
That way, when you decide on a particular woman, she's met all these criterias that you have that you didn't even know you were developing. But since you fuck with so many bitches and you seen so much shit, this shit is natural and it didn't came to you. And you ain't chose this bitch because you picked her because she a 10 and looked like this, blah, blah, blah. This bitch actually won because you eliminate bitches because of the way you think. and this bitch didn't get eliminated. That's your bitch.
I'm eliminating all these bitches, though. That's my problem, bro.
Hey, listen, my folks tell me I can't keep a bitch. Motherfucker. You think of it as a problem because you ain't accepted the fact that ain't no bitch wasn't qualified to not be eliminated. So either you need to raise up the quality of bitch you fuck with, or you need to understand what I'm saying. It is what it is until it be what you want. Period.
Well, I'm going to stand fast then.
Hey, man, if you don't, you're a punk. I'm just being real, man. I'm being real. You can't motherfucking think some shit and then kick it with me, blah, 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 and come up with a conclusion and don't stand strong. But I'm willing to say this. Standing strong from this point right now, I give you 2 weeks and you'll be calling me back telling me, Rosebud, you a motherfucker, man. I don't know how you do that shit. Hey, let's bet.
Okay. I bet you a cigar.
Otherwise, you're going to let us know.
Okay.
That's what's up, man.
All
be
good.
Cool.
Stay
yeah.
up.
517, what's up with you?
What's up, Professor? This Cameo.
Cameo, what's happening?
You, Professor, I seen you was on. You know I had to tap in and talk with you for a minute.
Come on.
Yeah, I want to talk about the topic, which is reciprocation.
Right. Do you know what reciprocation is?
Yes, I do.
What is it?
It's give and take. You know what I'm saying?
Stop, man. Listen to me. This is what's wrong with you motherfuckers. You don't believe in what you're saying. That's why you want to explain it. If you would have said it's give and take, I would have said that's dope because that's it. But all that goddamn explaining just shows you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Period. Man, I ain't never on. And what I'm saying, that is what reciprocation is. Give as well as you take. So go ahead. I'm going to listen to you now.
Yeah, give and take. No, I give a person the shirt off my back. You know what I'm saying? I'm free-hearted. But at the same time, them blessings got to come back to me. You know what I'm saying? So if I'm just giving and I'm just giving to myself.
You're right. You're right as far as what you're saying. But I'm asking you this. Do they or have they been coming back to you?
Yes, they have.
All right. Wait. Have you acknowledged that shit to yourself?
Yes, I have, but...
Well, go ahead.
But it's not coming the way I think it should come.
Hey, stop. Did I ask you, is the shit coming back? Or did I ask you, is the shit coming back the way you think it should come back?
You asked me, was it coming back?
Is it or isn't it?
It is.
So then why the fuck would you make the way it's coming back a problem?
Because that's the thing. You know what I'm saying? I have a tendency to focus on things that are out of my control.
Cameo, you want to be slick, and you know when you're playing baseball, you could hit the ball to me. I'm the shortstop. And it's finna be a double play, and you coming from first. You can either run me over at second base, or you can slide, or you can do whatever you know about baseball to make me not be able to tag you.
Mm-hmm.
Are you doing that right now?
Nah, because you tagging me.
And not only that, you ain't trying to not be tagged.
I love you, Professor. You're going to keep it 100 with me, and that's what I need.
Cameo, I'm going to keep it 100 because I'm sharper than you, but more than that, I don't want you going for no bullshit.
And right, and I don't want to go for no bullshit.
Wait, listen. What we just talked about, don't nobody fucking understand, even though all of them heard it. Don't nobody understand it but you.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know what I'm talking about. Everybody else is guessing what I'm talking about. That's why I asked you, do you know what reciprocation means? And if you do, you do. If you don't, you don't. But if you do, whatever you're saying got way more power than if you don't know what the fuck that word means. You feel me?
I feel you. Thanks, Professor.
You know it, Cameo.
All right.
Hey, 513, what's up?
Bit of dope.
What's that?
Shit. Let me ask you this then, right? Should you always be the person to be the one that reciprocates, or should you wait for somebody to reciprocate to you before you reciprocate?
Hey, listen, all you guys. See, this is what's wrong with you guys. You guys don't know how to use what you hear for the situation. You want to hear it and make it, period. Man, let me tell you something, bro. I hardly ever am not reciprocating. But I fuck with a lot of motherfuckers that don't reciprocate. So what I'm saying is, should I always reciprocate or not? Since I think I'm always reciprocating, seems like I shouldn't be that way. But it ain't about how much I do it or is the times I'm doing it right. It's about me knowing life. And I know I can't get shit for nothing. You know, I ain't going to ever expect that. I'm not going to ever expect that you do something for me. Like, hey, listen, this plumber motherfucker came over my house the other day, and he fixed my plumbing issue. And he told me, man, take my card. I do refrigeration. I mean, not refrigeration. I do air conditioning. I said, air conditioning? He said, yeah, man. So I tell him, look, man, do you know anything about refrigerators? Because I'm thinking he do air conditioning. He know about Freon, all that kind of bullshit.
Freon, right.
Yeah, so what I'm saying is, the motherfucker said, no, man, I don't really do that, man. Well, I know how to do it, but I hate doing it. And he was saying he didn't like it. I said, man, check this out. Hook me up as far as check my refrigerator out. And man, I'll pay you. He said, man, you know what? It's costing you $600 for this plumbing, so I'll do it for nothing. I'll look at the shit. I told him, no, man, you can't do it for nothing, but look at it. So he do this, right, that, and the other, the evaporator, blah, blah, blah. And sure enough, the refrigerator back on is working. And then when in the end, I say, what you need for this, man? He said, I told you, man, I'm doing free. I'm like this. I told him, look, man, you know, you, to me, you're a good technician. And you're totally underestimating your work. He said, no, man, you know, you spend a lot of money. I said, yeah, I spend a lot of money on what you did. But I ain't spent shit on what you just did. And he said, okay, anything you think, man. So I gave the motherfucker $80. It was only like an extra 30 minutes that he did it, but he didn't have to do it. What I'm saying is reciprocation. He went out of his way to fuck with me, to help me. So why wouldn't I go out of my way as far as not try to stay within, not gaining shit if he didn't ask for shit? I got to, you know, reciprocate. I got to do something big to him. So I could have gave him 20 or 40. But goddamn, I gave.
Right,
I,
you want to make it worth it.
I took 100 out of the versateller to give him because I thought he was going to charge me. But he didn't. So I said, shit, I'm going to just keep this extra 20 just in case I need it. I'm going to give him the 80. But what I'm saying is that's reciprocation. He did what he did, and if he's doing it fucking with a real person, they're going to be do whatever in turn in re-kind. I mean, they're going to do whatever in kind in return. You feel me?
So is, yeah. So is, I know I can look it up in the dictionary. I'm at work right now and shit. But is reciprocity the same as reciprocation?
I don't want to hear your bullshit. Wait till you get a minute and look it up. Don't ask me shit because I ain't telling you.
Got to say that
hey,
now.
Hey, 865, come on, man. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, bud? How you doing?
I'm doing good, brother.
All right, so you're talking about reciprocity. Reciprocity, man, is the same thing.
I don't know if you're using a variation of the word, but I'm talking about reciprocation.
Reciprocation is fair exchange, ain't no robbery.
That's what it is.
Reciprocate is what most people mistake as the law of karma, which is the law of reciprocity. What you put out, you get back. Now, I do have a question for you, bud.
Yeah, but listen.
Go ahead.
Hold on. Shit. I thought you had something else to ask. Listen, what I'm saying is if you want to make reciprocation or reciprocate have the and mean the same thing as reciprocity, you can.
No, it's the same thing. It's the same word.
No, it's not.
Hurt.
Well, I don't even know what the words you're talking about is, so give me the definition.
What you're saying, reciprocate.
Reciprocate is my word. The word you brought up was reciprocity or something.
If you take reciprocate and you
listen. If you need to use the word reciprocate, fine. But if you start out with it, you're going to make me think you ain't got them, you know, following me. Now, if reciprocity has something to do with reciprocate, I would rather you start out with reciprocity because that's what I don't know.
So the law of reciprocity or reciprocity is just the extension of reciprocate. It's the same thing you're saying, which is give and take. You know what I'm saying? Change and no robbery. Ain't no robbery. What you put out there is what you receive back.
No, that might be reciprocity. Reciprocate is what is given to you, you should return equal. Otherwise, however some kind of kind act or whatever act come to you, you might not be able to return it to this particular individual because you was broke down on the freeway and this motherfucker's pulled over and helped you. That ain't going to happen again, maybe. But what I'm saying is, meaning when some motherfucker is in the line in front of you and they got some groceries and they like $3 short, you tell them, man, you know what, I got you, man. Don't worry about it. Go ahead. You reciprocating the act. Do you hear me?
I hear you.
Do you see the difference?
I'm still going to stand on this one and the same, but I hear you. I hear your perspective.
No, man. You know, you're doing punk shit right now. You either believe what you said or you don't. Now you're going to say you do, but since you punked out already, you know, that ain't going to be strong. There is a difference in those words. Do you see it or not?
I understand your perspective, and I'm going to tell you to go look in the dictionary.
Wait. Listen, do you want to continue to be a punk? I'm not asking you shit. I'm asking you either or. You make a decision. It's either or. It's not no, well, I'm talking about, man, you know that, yeah. That ain't what I'm asking you.
But look it up in the dictionary.
I'm not looking up shit. If you don't want to say it, we all know you're a punk, and that's why you ain't going to say who you are. And what I'm saying is you want to be a punk and you want to let a motherfucker that don't even know you, can't even see you, just hear a punk in your voice and call you a punk and your ass punk out. Okay, that's on you. Because we all know there's many punks in this world. That's why you got to watch out for them. I ain't no nigga to fuck with, man. Come on. You either want to be a real nigga or you don't.
Hurt.
Open your fucking mouth and tell me where you coming from then, bro. I ain't scared of you. Just like you don't know me, I don't know you. You could be
I'm not here to challenge you. I'm here to get some answers from you.
Well, then why don't you answer?
I ain't asked my question yet. We still talking about reciprocating.
Fuck it. Ask your fucking question. Watch this, wait. Before you talk, watch this, all you motherfuckers. This motherfucker going to ask me some real punk ass shit. Come on, man.
Hey, so I did call in and ask you some real punk ass shit. So let's get to that.
Come on.
All right, so I want to ask you, by you being a stumped down motherfucker, conversation. I have friends, I have youngins who will call me and ask me for advice. And it seems like kind of when you get past that advice that they're looking for, their mind just wanders somewhere else. And so
Check this out. Listen to me. See, this is why Sidewalk University is so important to you motherfuckers. You have no answers. All you have is guesses and then Google, blah, blah, blah. I got real answers that you can get from you. Shit, I'm telling you, man, if you fucking, can't believe what you say, you can't believe what you think, because all you do is front. You faking. Oh, man, I got this over here. Man, I ain't talking to the bitch. Man, come on. I don't want to hear it. Sidewalk University is going to make you shit or get your ass up off the toilet, motherfucker. You can't talk to me and tell me some bullshit, some slick shit. You can tell some other nigga in the street. This motherfucker's like, oh, yeah, okay, man, that nigga about it, man. If you say it out your motherfucking mouth, I'm going to make you do it at Sidewalk University. I ain't talking about no criminal shit. I'm just saying, if you say you could walk up and talk to Am, bitch, I'm going to make you do it. And what I'm saying is the only thing any of you motherfuckers got to understand is the reason you can't do it is because you know you lie about all kinds of shit to yourself, to bitches, to whatever you're doing. So if you know you a goddamn liar, how the fuck can you believe what you say? How the fuck can you believe what you think when you know you a liar? Bro, I am so about being you. I'm talking about the real you. That's what Sidewalk University does. It introduces you to a motherfucker you ain't seen in 20 years. Who is that? The real you. Man, I strip all it. See, the reason pimps are motherfuckers is because there's no restrictions to this nigga getting a bitch. This nigga know he ain't gonna eat if he don't get a bitch. And if he only got one bitch, he only gonna get to eat at McDonald's. That's why he wanna have a gang of bitches so he can eat where the fuck he wanna eat whenever he hungry. And if you don't think that you the shit, if you don't think that what's that motherfucking name? Putin. If you don't think you Putin, if you don't think you Joe Biden, if you don't think you the shit, you ain't going to get to do the shit. You just going to know it can be done, and you're going to be mad at the world. I'm a nigga. If I know it could be done, I'm going to do it. Period. Oh, niggas can have 10 bitches. Oh, I'm finna get them. Nigga can have 5 bitches with motherfucking 5 apartments and 5 motherfucking car notes and 5 times whatever any bitch need and don't even be broke. Oh, I'm going to be this nigga. So what I'm saying is Sidewalk University, take the pimping out. But the pimp shit, that mentality, it gives it to you. And you, long as you separate in your head, you ain't trying to be no goddamn pimp. Then you could be a square with motherfucking game. Catching hella bitches that the pimp niggas can't catch because they want to pimp on them. If the pimp nigga was a fucker, he could have been had the bitch. But since that's what you want, shit, 2 and 2 is 4. I'm just saying, you motherfuckers, I got an enormous ego. And I got an incredible amount of integrity. Shit, I done found the key to life is a combination of commitment and integrity. I know about it. I'm real about what I know. And God damn it, I ain't scared to share that goddamn shit with you. That's why I make these videos. But at the same time, I'll be promoting Sidewalk University. Because all this shit is just little pieces. Maybe the puzzle is a two-piece puzzle. Maybe I gave you one half and you had one half. So what if the puzzle is a million-piece puzzle? There's many, many pieces to put together. So if you want to rush through it, go buy those mother... Oh, God. And as a matter of fact, come to think of it, I've been being pirated. They've been killing me. They really are hurting me. That's why I got 77 new tools. All new. And what I'm saying is I'm making a whole new library. But the fucked up part about it is all they got to do is buy it and they can do the same thing again, pirate it. But I wish you motherfuckers wouldn't support them motherfuckers that pirate my shit. But if you got to, you got to. Hey, 865, you got another question?
No, bro, I'm just listening. You know what I'm saying? I'm just talking about what you're saying.
Okay, cool. I just didn't cut you off. All right. What I'm saying is, man, don't support them fucking pirates. I didn't took down 6 sites. And, like, I think 4 of them was the same site, but different names. Them motherfuckers selling my shit for $30. You can go buy it. I don't care. I really don't. Because when you get ready to ask them anything about it, them motherfuckers ain't gonna ask you, tell you shit. But what I'm realizing is that I'm getting people that be faking, and they motherfucking still need to ask this question. So I tell them, motherfucker, you know, you want to come to Sidewalk University, you can. If you don't, you don't. So what I'm saying is I can't stop the pirates. I can't undo what's done. And the internet, once you're on there, it's over. Some motherfucker gonna get your shit, even if they just buy it and then copy it and do whatever they're trying to do. So what I'm saying is I can't defeat it, but it's defeating me because my income is about, you know, the game I give you. You know, and if you think you're getting it, you're missing me, you know, and if that's the case, I'm not, you know, being able to roll. You guys got to help promote me as well. Not promote me, support me. You got to help support me. I mean, I got a gang of new tools, you know, and I'm revamping shit so that it'll be just my shit. But like I say, I mean, you know, I'm about money. Someone said, let me buy you this shit, right? This is the same motherfucker that copied my old shit. How the fuck do I know? I'm just saying. The motherfucking shit I got go hand in hand, game, you know, in the willingness to share it. Especially when it comes to representing a high level of understanding. I said all that to say, you got to get my new tools. I have 77 of them. Because as I age, I get sharper. I get sharper about what I'm doing and the benefit of you knowing what to do when you face with it is to you. I mean, I could document these newer forms. I mean, excuse me, newer thoughts in different forms in a book or whatever, man. I mean, there's different ways I could bring it to you. But what I think and what I really believe is that I have an idea that categorizing this shit, these new tools, will help you understand them better. I got the Abba Dabba challenges. These are MP3s all aimed at giving you insight, knowledge on how to be two or three steps ahead of whoever you're speaking with. Now listen, how do you do that? I'm going to tell you how we did it. When we were younger, you know, the older motherfuckers on the streets doing whatever the fuck they doing. And if you was cool enough to talk to them, you'd say some shit to them. And let's say this motherfucker is not your idol, but he's one of the idols that's out there. And you ask him some kind of question that you don't even know how to ask. You just talk to him, oh man, you know, Valentine's Day tomorrow. And then the nigga gonna say, man, I know you got you two or three Valentines, right? The nigga say, oh nah, man. You know, what, nigga, you ain't got no two or three Valentines? Nah, man, you know, I do have one that I've been, you know. Well, you know, you let her know. This nigga giving me game as we talk. I don't know this shit. Then he gonna say, listen, young brother, if you really like her, but you scared to talk to her, fuck the Peter, man, just go up to her. It's woo, woo, woo. That's how we used to get it. Now, what I'm saying is, the bitch is expecting whatever she expecting. She might like me a little bit. But what I'm saying, she certainly ain't expecting me to, you know, come up on her and do what OG said. So when I come up on her and do what OG said, she gonna be like, wow! Why? Because you way ahead of her. Come on, man. You gotta be ahead of motherfuckers. You don't get that today. You have to be ahead of whoever you're speaking with. Then there's a category of tools that's going to be life changers for motherfuckers like you. Now, these tools sharpen your mental skills as you deal with your daily life. Now, listen to me, because I got mentality tools and conversation tools already. And I told you I could use a similar topic, but the information is totally fucking different. So what I'm saying is, if you think you don't need these mental tools, you out your mind, because these mental tools are about how you deal with your daily life. The mental tools I've been selling or about how you deal thinking about yourself as a man handling women. Daily life shit is totally different. But if you don't think so, you know, then I got the Ride Along series. You know, these tools you know, guide you through a 2-hour date. The Ride Alone series comes complete with what to say and do. Of course, you don't have to, you know, verbatim say what's on the paper that's telling you how to use. Well, let me just explain it to you. Because all of it is to assist you in controlling an environment. Otherwise, the Ride Along series, you know, you got this real popular song, whatever it is, every time you come on, you like it, blah, blah, blah. You know, 2 days of it, you damn near know this song when you hear it. You damn near know everything about this motherfucking song. So, you know, you're like, that's the woo. Well, I'm saying this Ride Along series is along that vein. Otherwise, you listen to this. First of all, there's two MP3s. One is what I'm going to explain to you. The music is going. And I say, okay, man, make sure you reach over her right now to grab the ashtray, blah, 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 whatever instructions I'm giving you. And then I'm telling you what to say at whatever time, you know, or what kinds of things to say. And I want you to play this over and over till you sort of know what to do at the particular point in the music. And here's the genius. Then you got your date over. You put on the one that's all music. She's hearing this music, and you're remembering this song that you heard. So as this music plays, wherever you remember it at, however you remember it, you don't be tripping. Just say the shit you learned on the one with the words. Man, this is genius. This is genius. I have a category solely about inexpensive things that you can do with your woman. Now, I also have a category that I'm most impressed about, and this is abadabacution. Now, if that title ain't self-explanatory, it ain't for you. I've also made specific things to do when used at the correct time. There's no way you won't get what you want. Ooh, shit, I just saw something. Hold on. Okay. I got the abadabacute things, integrity builders, things guaranteed to sharpen you up, you know, categories on action and what to do with it and why. There's so much new dope on my goddamn site, rosebudtheauthor.com, till it's crazy. I'm telling you, I got 77 new tools for you. Along with the 66 I already had. Everything is categorized now, so, you know, you can look for what you want and order the number of whatever it is, as long as you include the category so that I can see it, because, you know, number 6 in this category ain't this, and there could be 3 or 4 sixes. But it's only in one category. So what I'm saying is most times when you order whatever you order from the site, this set of tools or this pack of tools, I send it, whatever it is, with an extra tool. You got to see it. I got an obligation to check you guys and your emotions at the door. So I'm going to continue to be the way I am. I'm at the point of I hurt your feelings, so fucking what? I'm glad I heard it if that's the case. I'm glad I did, because you ain't got no goddamn business in the motherfucking way if you can't control your feelings and what you let next to them. You can't be the dude who wears his feelings on the tip of his shoes in this crowded motherfucking world, because every time somebody step on your toes, your feelings get hurt. You know, once you allow your feelings, you know, to get involved, your emotions into the picture, and at that point, all the things you profess to be starts to become irrelevant. Unless you're sharp. That's when your integrity comes into play. And you must be careful, because this is also where you begin to lose what little integrity you have. If, excuse me, you accept what integrity means, you'll know you're in possession of a rare quality and firmly adhere to higher moral principles or standards. That's because of the word integrity. Do you know what that word means? I'm sure you do. Integrity to an alpha man is essential. It's like the water he drinks to stay alive. Without water, you're not going to last in this world, and it's the same with integrity. If you don't possess the quality of integrity, you will never be a quality man. I've got to point out that our business of being alpha, we need to fully understand the words we use to describe integrity. Now, the first two words alone make a statement. The quality. That's the first thing it says. The quality. Now, if you're being honest with yourself, there are not many of you motherfuckers that are out there that would describe yourself as having a quality, let alone qualities, plural. It goes on to say that possess the quality and steadfastly adhere to high moral principles and standards. Listen, this is just what the word integrity means. Then when you say, I have integrity, you're saying all this shit. You know, you guys know you'll bend the rule or you'll change up whatever it is you're supposed to do or believe in a heartbeat. You won't have any steadfast principles, any of it. You just won't have any principles if you're not aware of who you are. And have the confidence to show you know yourself. Women can feel or easily see you don't have any backbone when they first speak to you. It's in your voice, and it gives away where you stand in the moral or principle arena. In these days and times, women judge whether or not you got a gold card, or whether or not, you know, they could get cash from you. I'm telling you, man, I think talking about integrity is an appropriate topic for any time. Because integrity and making moves go hand in hand. There's got to be the third or fourth thing I didn't say that goes hand in hand. There's a lot of things in life, if you do them, they go hand in hand. Now, on another note, did you wake up and claim the day? Did you say to yourself, like I do, yeah, today is my day? Do you do that? You don't have to say what I say, but do you, like, claim today? You know, trying to be an advocate can be a, you know, a daunting task. And it can defeat you if you allow it to. Let me ask you something. If you had the opportunity to win $100 for a dime, and you played that dime and you won $1, now wouldn't you feel as if you lost? Be honest. Wouldn't you feel as if you lost? You feel like you lost $99. I mean, you can see the bright side of it. But what I'm saying is a win would have been a, you know, a substantial part of the 100. See, alpha men are supposed to think in such a way, any situation they're involved in, they will come out a winner. Now, when I was in the streets after women, I told you I spoke to at least 100 women a week. Most of them I didn't even follow up with a couple of senses. You know, like I always did, that they kind of struck me. What I'm saying is, I know not to waste my time with a woman unless she's giving me true action. I know that. Action I can see. That's why them goddamn two-zone action is so important. Because evidently you don't want to see your action. Action is not somebody saying, oh, come on and fuck me. That's not action. I got my, I think it's 10 tools that tell you what action is. Show you what action is. Why, when you see it, you better jump on it. Because it ain't gonna come the way I say. But that type of situation is definitely gonna come. So let me tell you something. You don't know how good I felt at the end of each week. Sometimes I even counted the goddamn women that I spoke to that week. But I felt I really accomplished something quite fly because I stood strong to my commitment of speaking to 100 women a week. It was fly because of my integrity. And I ain't going to say shit out of my mouth that I don't intend to do. I try hard not to procrastinate. Because I learned accepting procrastination is the first step to becoming a zero as a person. If I accept that I should speak to 100 women, 50, 60, 80, 99 ain't gonna do. I don't look at how hard it's gonna be to speak to those women. The only thing important is I know no matter how many of them motherfuckers turn me down, is they goddamn lost. See, I think like this partly because of the integrity I have. And over the years, I've just developed a guard that protects me from slipping, you know, when it comes to, you know, my integrity. You don't realize how much baggage the average woman of today has. Some of her baggage comes from how little integrity she sees in the men that she's met in the past. How many of you guys have said to a woman, you don't have time to play games? And then you sat there waiting for a response. Right there. You put your integrity on Front Street. And if you don't get your ass up and leave when you finish saying whatever it is you're saying, she knows you got very little integrity. Unless you get her to talk you into staying, you're supposed to leave. Integrity comes into play anytime you make a committed statement. When you say you don't deal with out-of-pocket women, but you throw your money around at the strip club. You're a glorified trick. You know, most of your problems with women comes from the shit you created for yourself. Those of you who believe it ain't chicken if you got it are fucking fools. Some of you guys say that shit and spend money you don't even have on strippers. And still you claim to be a trick. By the way, fellas, there is no such thing as a trick who don't have it. That's why they spend it, because they factored in a monthly pussy budget. I mean, none of you can get that stripper to see you pass that green you have. And if you got green and she can see it and you ain't spending it, she don't give a fuck about you. They see you as just hip squares with a little money to fuck off. And that's that. Integrity would keep you from ever being wanted, forever wanting to be seen like that, in that light. And I know, you know the business. You can check their credentials, and you know they ain't got no work for the man. They ain't like that. They ain't got no nails on, checking their dough. Because you don't want to accept you paying something. Most of you are nothing but squares, and you don't want to accept it. I know I'm a square now. I accept it. I know this because even if you accepted what I say is true, you're not going to do squat about it. You're just going to keep tricking like you do. All of you are guilty of, you know, making claims that you have no intentions on keeping, and you don't think nothing of it. Shit. What the ladies see are soft, sucker-ass dudes with no spine. That's what they see. God, I had a couple. Actually, I'm going to post them on my Facebook page, these conversations with these women. Was telling me, man, how love what she's telling these brothers, because, you know, I'm running into a lot of dudes. No spine, they're saying that. I refuse to allow any woman or person to insult my integrity. Each of you motherfuckers out there should, you know, or a similar philosophy. You know, the more you check women and keep yourself in check, they gonna notice. And things will begin to change. It all begins and ends with you and your goddamn principles. Your principles about what you stand for. I ain't standing for shit. from my woman, I mean, unless I agree. You know, I'm in charge of everything, if I lose her or whatever, to my integrity. It begins and ends with where you stand as a man. Even when I don't get what I want, I'm happy I served up some proper apple dog combo. More than anything, most of the motherfuckers I meet show me respect out of awe and admiration once they know I'm Bud, as it should be. But it is hard to admit certain things about yourself. The worst thing to do is hide whatever it is you're ashamed of, or at least try to keep it out of as many. You're trying to keep it from as many people as possible. What you don't know, exposure is a motherfucker. Do you want any of it? When I do something, I do it well. When I start something, I finish it the way it should be done. I learned that from my childhood boxing coach, Archie Moore. He was the light heavyweight champion of the world, known as the Mongoose. And I believe a lot of the things I learned as a man, the shit that was drilled into my head, sometimes pounded in it, was rooted in the need for a firm backbone. I had that. I needed to have a firm backbone. I learned a lot from Archie Moore. There's no way any person who fucks with me can tell you any different than I am a stand-up motherfucker. If I expect it of you, I've already done it and already do it. That's why my circle of men friends is a small ass circle. And I intend to keep it that way. How many champions can it be? Whatever number you come up with, there's 100,000 times more motherfuckers who study it. Boxing, any kind of sport, and other fields of endeavor, but they never make it. Champions only deal with other champions because of the mindset a champion has. If you deal with people that don't have the mindset of a champion, they're like a disease, and if you fuck with them, you're going to catch it. Other champions understand there's never a day off. There's no such thing as doing it later. The only speed a motherfucker knows is all out. I'm just saying, remembering, or you got to remember anybody or anyone of you motherfuckers who decide to fuck with me, I ain't going up for no slipping or half-stepping. I don't hang with mama's boys. I don't deal with a motherfucker fucking bitch and can't depend on her. I mean, you know, you can do it. And I ain't going to be mad at you, but I ain't fucking with you. I surely don't hang with dudes who are procrastinators. And I don't care for dudes who expect you to ride in their car and motherfucker shaking and shit. Air conditioning ain't working, work the fuck. I don't care for that shit. If you keep your vehicle on empty, don't expect me to get in your goddamn car riding, worried about running out of gas. These things I listed are some of the things real men don't do. This is what we do to go deep at SWU. We break shit down. We investigate. And we make decisions on what we find. The recipe for pound cake was passed down from generation to generation in my family. Save the sweet potato pie and many other desserts. Now, over the years, the times and tastes have changed, but when times or occasions come along for those, you know, shit, dinners or meals we call favors, where do we go? Where do you want to spend that day or a holiday? I know I always want to go to the one who cooks closest to the way, you know, the old school motherfuckers cook. Why is that, I wonder? It's because cakes are cakes, but if you want a pound cake or a sweet potato pie, like many other things or dishes, in today's world, old school kills it every time, hands down. Have you tasted dry-ass sweet potato pies, pound cakes they serve around here at the soul food joints? You probably wouldn't know any better because you never taste a real pound cake. Or have a slice of real sweet potato pie. I'm so goddamn happy I was born when I was. Motherfuckers today, they can feed you that green shit that you see on Salty and Green. And you guys will be happy because they would tell you it's a steak. And as far as what you eat, you would think it was a steak. Man, motherfuckers today don't even know what real fruit supposed to taste like. The fucking peaches today is dry as fuck. Nectarines, plums, watermelon, all of that shit don't taste like I know that shit to taste. Believe it or not, I can bake with the best of any of the women today. I can cook any meal I want to eat and bake any dessert I desire. When we was in our early teens, my mother made all of us boys learn how to cook, bake, and clean. I didn't understand it then, but she was she was making us be independent and not need no woman. Especially to be happy with, you know, our life. You know, we don't need no woman to be happy. We can do everything as far as that goes. We just want a woman that we are happy with. So you give a motherfucker the opportunity to make some money. You don't do it because you're a nice guy. You do it because this motherfucker sold you a couple of ideas. You know, you hook up with the motherfucker, and things get rolling, and it looks good, so you fuck with dude. Now, as time go by, things keep happening that this motherfucker is supposed to be able to handle. Excuses are coming left and right, and slowly you realize this motherfucker don't know shit. Motherfuckers just like all these dudes today. The internet got this motherfucker thinking so fucked up, he thinks he can do the shit that IT motherfuckers do. Now, it's on me that I trusted this fool. But my computer got really fucked up. And this dude just had half-ass fucking dollars. I ended up having to spend a lot of money to undo what the fuck this motherfucker did. And, of course, once I started having to spend money, I tried to contact this nigga. He wasn't returning my calls. So I guess he thought I was going to wait till he, you know, return from Jupiter before I get my shit straight. Man, fuck that, man. I'm going to spend my money, get my shit straight, and I'm gone. Because, you know, moral of the story, most motherfuckers who say they can do shit today have only looked on the internet and read some shit. They don't really know shit. And will swear there's something you doing that's wrong. That's where I win, SW. You learn shit. I don't blow smoke up your ass and call it a day. I take you through the rigors of learning how to think on your feet. By the way, what are you waiting on? In another month. I mean, in a week, it's going to be the last fucking month of the semester. There's going to be plenty of openings for the, you know, next semester. So get at me. Let me see you support me. I am thinking that I got a lot of support out there. You know, but thinking it and being able to pay your electric bill is two different things. Get at me.